A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Keith Duve. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the Kenyan election results amid claims of irregularities by opposition leader Raila Odinga. He was defeated by Vice President William Ruto. Ruto amassed over 7 million votes and Odinga got just over 6.9 million votes. Opposition supporters have been staging public protests over the election results. Odinga is expected to challenge the results of the election in court. Juliana Cherera, Vice Chairperson of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, was not happy about the election results.
Nation's chairperson has conducted the election as though he is the National Returning Officer, a non-existent role, and his role in declaring results that were not approved by plenary by all seven commissioners renders the results unconstitutional. In the absence of a credible and verifiable explanation, we concluded that the process that went into generation of Form 34C, which he used to declare results of the presidential election, was opaque and incapable of earning our ownership and confidence.
That was Juliana Cherera, Vice Chairperson of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission of Kenya. Namhla kuhlelo lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe, sixoxa ngempumela yokhetho kwele Kenya. Umnumzana William Ruto unqobe umnumzana Raila Odinga othi ukhetho lolu aluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. UOdinga ukhangelelwe ukuthi uzaphanyeka udaba lolu emthethwandaba. Kenyans have this to say about the outcome of the presidential election.
The reason as why I believe in William Ruto is because he believes in the hustler nation. Hustler nation means everybody in his own hustle, in his own small business. He believes even in the wheelbarrow economy. But you know the others, they are called what? Dynasty. These are people who don't even know the price of bread. They don't even know the price of anything.
We are supporting him because he's a guy who understands our country at large. He knows what we want. He knows that those people are down needs to promote themselves to come up. That's why I promoted the bottom-up economy, and that's why we're so happy today, because we voted for him, and he's a very sober-minded guy, so we are positive that this guy will steer this country to another level.
To the least, it is incredulous, it is preposterous, it is ludicrous that the chairman of IBC, acting as a single person, can go and announce the results without the consensus of the other commissioners.
Everybody has been waiting to listen from him. Maybe if he could have said, you go to the street and you demonstrate, I'm welcoming the peaceful way he talked, and I'm really appreciating the polite words from our elected president.
These are some of the Kenyans speaking about the presidential election results. Zimbabweans have been closely watching the presidential election. Raphael Mtombeni, who lives in Dallas, Texas, is one of them. I guess he's uthini umnumzana Raphael Mtombeni ngokhetho lolu.
Khonoku uthi ubaba lo obekhona ubaba upresident uKenyatta lo obekhona avume ukuthi khona kube lokhetho lonolu ukuthi avume ukuthi i-term yakhe isiphelile. Ngibona ngathi kuyisayini enhle kakhulu eqondileyo leyo ukuthi kwenzakale khona lokho. Ngoba okwandileyo kube kufanele ukuthi ngabe walele khona phana esihlalweni sona siyana wantshintshantshintsha okunye, wantshintsha i-constitution, wantshintsha lokhu esenzela ukuthi kuhambelane lalokhu yena akufunayo. Ngokokuqala engu-observe leyo lapha eKenya. okwesibili engubonileyo ukuthi ukuhambe ukukhankasa ngoku-electwa laba amadoda angu-4 bekukhanya ngathi kukhululekile ukuthi bangahamba baye entshonalanga empumalanga baye enyakatho lezansi bekhuluma indaba yabo ukuthi nxa yena lo osengenile osezabusa uzakwenzani. Ukhanya ngathi nxa ukhangela khonapha kulokho ukulungiselela kokhetho bekungalazi izinto lezo ukuthiwa khona uzakuzokuthiwa khona ye amapholisa avimbile ngapha ukuthi ubani angazaye ngapha, ubani ungale, ubani ungeyovizia irali enkulu ngapha, wena hhayi awuvunyelwa lokhu ngapha, lokhu okunye kuyavunyelwa. Yizo izinto ezingathi ziyakhathaza zonezo ezingathi ziyasolisa nxa kusiza kuma-elections akithi ngapha e-Africa. Nxa sesikhangela ke ngempumela yawo ama-elections la ku-number 3 nxa ukhangela ukuya kwabantu bevuka ekuseni besiya layina besiya.
That was Mr. Raphael Mthombeni, a Zimbabwean living in Dallas, Texas. Another Zimbabwean, Jimmy Nema, who lives in USA, has this to say.
President Windwechi Shan, Kuzimbabwe tongoramba ngoma ndiyo ndiyo iyo iyo. Panongochinja mchairi we bus. Bus riri rimwe chete ZANU PF iyo iyo. Ndo inoramba vanta hata tambora. Undoto shuwa dena andri woku Kenya ini. Asini nilokoro kote za wanu woku Kenya. Neku shinga waka wanu ita wano tamu. Uyezwe wanu woku Kenya waka saru. Wano gara kunze kwenyika waka vota. Kuzimbabwe hatina iya tunoti mchirungu diaspora vote. Nokuti ZANU PF ino ochika. Kana pasina checha uno ochika. Zuru watu zunzwako sese wakati twasi. Ndatenda wangu wanwe. Kenya.
That was Mr. Jimmy Nema, a Zimbabwean living in USA. We also spoke to Ketwe Pepe, a Zimbabwean living in Haveron, Botswana. Nanko kwetulwe ngukosazana Ketwe Pepe.
Zimbabwe, into mbwene ngani kumele sifunde lapana. Kumele sifunde ukuthi sichiyane nje lokuthi into yonke yenziwa ngama tribal lines, along tribal lines. Ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi yikho okusuka kungani kudala kakhulu futhi ukungahlaliseki elizweni. Ngoba sibonile eKenya isikhathi esiningi bekungani kuhlangehlangene imhlobo. Isikhathi sonke lesi nje eminyakeni edlule iKenya kungani layo yayilokuvota along tribal lines, kodwa sibone kusiba lo tshintsho and sifundile ukuthi hayi kuyakwaniseka ukuthi lathi singakwenza, kodwa eZimbabwe kuyiwa phambili. Okungenziwa yikhonokho ukuthi amabandla aphiwe ispace sokukhankasa ngokufanayo, aphiwe njalo le protection yomthetho ngokufanayo. Njalo eKenya sinanzelele ukuthi ukhetho belungani luphethwe yikhomishini ezimeleyo, abebutho bebengakhanyi bengena kakhulu. Ngoba ngibabone nje nxa kade sekungani laphana kuma polling stations sekuqedile ukubala ungani kulapho embabone khona, but eZimbabwe zathola ukuthi bayangenela kakhulu abebutho, bayangenela njalo nxa sekukhangelwa le mbali yeZimbabwe kusuka khona kuyana ku-intimidate abantu. Ngoba abantu babe sebesesaba uhambe ususiyavota uvele ususesaba ukuthi kulamasosha akufaka ilihlo, batholakala begqokozela kakhulu abebutho especially ngelanga lokhetho nje. Kodwa ke hayi, kuyiwa phambili. Mina mboni ngani iZimbabwe ayivumele ukuthi ibutho lingangeneli kakhulu especially lapho okungadingeki khona. Njalo singamaZimbabweans sikwazi ukuthi sivotele umuntu nge-merit nothi ngokuthi uvela ngapi. Njalo umthetho uvikele amabandla wonke ngendlela ofanayo.
That was Ketwe Pepe, a Zimbabwean living in Haveron, Botswana. Joining us via Skype is Mr. Panika Karamanzira, a Zimbabwean living in Britain. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, how's Britain?
It was raining today most of the parts of England.
Oh, yes. So tell us a bit about your thoughts on the Kenyan election results. We know that Mr. Raila Odinga is now challenging the results of the election.
Yeah, I think we need to learn a lesson from the Kenyan elections. The first lesson I think we need to learn is that the diaspora can participate in elections without problems if there is political will. Then the second lesson is the independence of the body that is charged with the running of the election. I think the IEC, the IEBC did a very good job. And the elections in Kenya, despite the challenges that Raila Odinga is raising, I think they did a pretty job, a pretty good job.
So now, looking at the challenge, can you compare that to Zimbabwe? You still remember that election results were challenged in 2018. So what do you think could be the outcome of the court case?
I think the challenge in Kenya and the challenge in the Zimbabwean situation are two different things. Because the Zimbabwean situation, you will find that the problems were not only to do with the elections day themselves. It had a lot to do with the environment running up the elections, and also a lot to do with the process itself and the lack of independence of the body that oversees elections in Zimbabwe. So that's the main difference.
So kana muchitarisa isarudzoro unofunga kuti kuchabuda chii kana takutarisa nyaya ye election court action ichatora na Odinga kana chita kuita
inini kana ndakaitarisa arikutaura zvino zvinoonekwa zveshuwa kuti panenge pakakanganiswa. Saka ndinoona seane kodzero kuti apikise zvabuda musarudzo idzodzi. Asi ndinofunga kuti kudyiwa kwaakaita hakungasandurwi zvakanyanya nokuda kwekuti pakanganiswa kuti maelections azotaurwa, azoannounswa sei. Asi ikodzero yake yokuti apikise.
Iye kwezwa kuini konoko baba Karonanziri kuti abantu vakanqotswa kuketo. Sibe hambe mthetho ndabo bona sani into eqondileyo kumbe baba belandela izisekelo zombuso wamazwa.
Mina ngibona ngathi I saw into elungileyo kubuyisele emuva kakhulu kodwa ama politicians vele nabantu ngibona ngathi uduwe abalawo ukuthi bathanda amandla kakhulu okuthi abafuni ukuvuma ukuthi badliwe kumbe banqotshiwe.
So kwenziwa kwini konoko abantu abone Kenya Voters
ungananzelela into esipha eAfrika kakhulu yekuthi khona umuntu engangena esikhundleni uba lethuba lokuthi atshontshe i-corruption. Iningi lama-politicians aweAfrika bafuna ukungena ezikhundleni ukuthi bathole ukudla khonapho ukuthi babe betshontsha. Yikho ubona bephikisa kakhulu ngoba abadingi ukuthi babe sekhundleni ukuthi bayenze basebenzele uZulu, badinga ukuba ezikhundleni ukuthi bathole imali, bathole ithuba lokutshontsha.
Now can Zimbabwe have such kind of an election? You saw that the results were being posted in various polling stations and people were just watching those elections very, very closely, and you could tally the figures on your own. What's wrong with the Zimbabwean scenario compared to what Kenya did?
The Zimbabwean scenario is that there's no political will to have a free and fair election. Obviously, the people in power don't want free and fair elections because they are afraid to lose. So they will do everything possible to make sure that there is no free and fair elections. I don't see what happened in Kenya happening in Zimbabwe. If anything in Zimbabwe, we might actually witness the same situation as in previous elections, where even the agents, the election agents, will disappear or will be bribed, and people will be killed. I don't think what happened in Kenya will happen in Zimbabwe. Even the results themselves may not be posted at the polling stations, or if they are posted at the polling stations, still somewhere someone seated in an office in Harare will actually alter those figures. I think Zimbabwe is still very far from what happened in Kenya.
Thank you very much, Mr. Panyika Karamazira, who is a Zimbabwean living in Britain. Can you be on standby? We'll come back to you shortly. So we've got another question that is on the line from Alberta, Canada. Is Regis Vusango Charumbira, who is a ZANU-PF activist. Good evening, sir.
Yes, good, how are you?
No, very fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Wonderful. So the elections in Kenya, what's your take on that?
Yeah, the elections in Kenya, I think they were very democratic. And we know that the opposition, Raila Odinga and his party, they denied the results because of whatever reason that they are mentioning. But to be honest with you, let's not try to similarize elections that are happening in other countries. We know that this election, Kenya election, it's almost the same like our past election of 2017, where the ex-president, Comrade Idi, Comrade Robert Mugabe, said he will not vote for Comrade Idi Mnangagwa because of what he had done to him. And he said, I'll vote for this young man, meaning Chamisa. We know that, what is his name, Kenyatta, what did he do? He also said he was actually endorsing Raila Odinga, if you didn't have the information. But, you know, against all odds, William Ruto won, even though he won with a slight margin. This shows that there was democracy in Kenya. There are people who voted for Raila Odinga of almost 48-something%. That's a big margin. So we understand there are people in Kenya who really supported Odinga, but they lost. And people who have supported Ruto, and they won. So now, in Kenya, we are not expecting as SADC, as part of SADC, especially Zimbabwe. We don't expect any chaos in Kenya. We expect the opposition to understand and to concede defeat. That's being mature. When you are in politics for a long time and you have lost many times, you are supposed to maybe retire and pass the baton to the younger people or to other people in the party, because you are not the sole candidate and the lifetime candidate for the party. So Raila Odinga should have learned something this time.
Yeah, but Vusango, kana tichitaura nenyaya yaOdinga ari kuti isarudzo iri haruna kuitwa zvakanaka ungati kudika neshonaiba
ya sarudzo yokuKenya inonzi haina kuitwa zvakanaka papi hapana kana kuita vote rigging. Takaona tese kuti ma constitutions ese aiunza vachiverenga ma elections marizauta achiverenga kuma polling station ikoko senda ye rigging yaiverenga ma elections kuKenya andi but it's not right to be. Opposition is especially opposition in Zimbabwe, opposition in Uganda, ne opposition in Kenya. My opposition here in Africa, and a history, you denounce my election. Could have gone with a Kanga or Kenya before the result. Kenya in a 9 days before my election, I do release. Because Zimbabwe, no more than 5 days. But with Zimbabwe, I got a Muswaji too.
Yes.
Muswaji tu tendai bidanga kwa timari zauta akukiwa, abikwa. Anini, kukukenya bani, timi ara ila Odinga, yanga ya kutu wakusa spisha. Kuti, bani ya given, the constitutional court has given us, wakatika 9 days. Imu liba day number 4, maaku sawati, muruku wala hati ma constitution, esa aliku timira mari zauta.
Okay.
Mari zauta, esa akitu wa talib, maaku wala hati mazikiwa, boys, wanga wane timu, yanga hii.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. That is Mr. Regis Vusango Charumbira, who is a ZANU-PF activist. He's based in Canada. Thank you very much, sir. We shall connect with you at a certain other given time. Now, for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are live streaming this on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA 27, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live streaming on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. In this segment, we are talking about the forthcoming Angolan elections. Mayra Fernandez of VOA Portuguese Service has more from Luanda, Angola.
Angola is holding elections on the 24th of August. We are exactly 7 days away from the big day. Angola will decide who's going to lead for the next 5 years. 8 parties are running, and this race is mainly focused on 2 parties. MPLA, that has been ruling the country for 47 years since independence, and UNITA, which is now a strong opposition. MPLA is trying to re-elect President João Lourenço, who got his first term in 2017 when he replaced late President José Eduardo dos Santos. UNITA's leader, Adalberto Costa Júnior, runs for the first time, and he believes Angolans want to see changes. What's new on this 2022 election in Angola? A couple of firsts, and for starters, it's the first time in 30 years a woman is running for president. 61-year-old Florbela Malaquias, who is running under the slogan "Mama has arrived, the hunger is gone." So she promises that if she is going to be president, if she gets elected, that hunger in Angola will end. For Bela Malaquias, or Bela Malaquias, is running for the Humanista Party, so a party that thinks for humans, that is working, that is promising to work for humans. The last time that a woman ran for president in Angola was in 1992. Also, for the first time, we see that the race is going to be very tight. Previous polls showed that both leading parties are very close. Both leaders of these parties, João Lourenço and Adalberto Costa Júnior, are very tight on this race, and it feels this time that this is real. The anxiety for change is clear among the youth. I spoke to young people that told me that they are nervous, they are afraid of what might come after August 24th. But they want change. In a country of about 30 million people, 30.2% are unemployed. And unemployment among the youth is 50.7%. Young Angolans want jobs, they want opportunities, they want their lives to get better. And they, or some of them, at least the ones that we spoke to, believe that the ruling party, MPLA, is not fit for office anymore. So they really want to see changes happening. They've been talking about education, they've been talking about jobs, and they've been talking about health also. Health is a very, very concerning problem here in Angola. And not only the voters, but also most of the parties are running with this program, with this electoral program, promising better health, schools for everyone, and more jobs for everyone, trying to end poverty in the country. Another aspect on this election is a confusion regarding voters' numbers. Civil society and the opposition, they've been denouncing that there are still names on the lists, the voter lists, names of people that have already died. Also, people have been denouncing that underage citizens are also on those lists. People that never registered to vote, but do they but they have an ID, they are also allowed to vote. So this is actually something that didn't happen before, haven't happened before in the history of Angola, that a person with an ID can automatically vote. Before you will have to register yourself, but this time around, this is the novelty, and this is creating a lot of confusion among voters. The environment here in Luanda, you can see in some streets a lot of flags, a lot of the fever of the campaign happening. But it's also an environment where people are really expecting what's going to happen in Wednesday, August 24th. Some fear that the day itself might be a day with some commotion. Some fear that after the results come out, people might revolt if the results are not what they expect. But we are here to see, and we've been covering every day, day by day, of this electoral process. And we're going to be here on the 24th to exactly check on that environment, see if what people are fearing is real.
That was Mayra Fernandez of the VOA Portuguese service reporting from Luanda, Angola. Now it's time for our callers. I'm told that we've got a caller from South Africa. Hello, welcome to the show. Hello, Magadi.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm talking to
Manasir Tenza.
Ne mona kuta ola ne shona ndebele English kana kuli
ya mutaulo amai ndo rakire rukei.
Oh ye taura izenyu ne nyaya ekinya ye
ne ekinya ye ye ni dzidzo dzakati kure kune ku Zimbabwe muna nyaya ki ma yuti ndo vanhu vakawanda munyika dzose dzepasi rese, asi dambudziko ratinaro kuvanhu vavo ndo vanhu vasingade kuregista kuvhota. Dose mudambudziko ratinaro kuti kuzimbabwe. Chandinoona chingaida kuitwa kuti vechidiki vavhote, vote education inodiwa, whether ruling party, opposition nemamwe maorganizations akazvimirira. Vanhu ivavo vakasaita serious pakudzidzisa vanhu kuti chii chinokonzera kuvhota, kuvhota kwakanakirei, zvinopei. Saka vanhu vakadziva izvozvo vanokwanisa kuvhota. Kana pasina izvozvo,
no, thank you so much, Sawira Tatenda, Mr. Rusenza. Thank you very much. I think we're coming to the end of our show, but before we go, maybe we can have a last word from Mr. Karamanzira. Are you still there, Mr. Karamanzira? Panika? Just 10 seconds. Yes, your last word, 10 seconds, sir.
Yes, my wish is that Zimbabwe learns a lesson from the Kenyan elections, that the ZEC can work independently, and that the environment can be conducive for free and fair elections, and also that the diaspora can be allowed to vote.
Thank you very much, Mr. Panyika Karamanzira. He's based in London. We've come to the end of the show today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners and say, let's meet again next time. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.